I'm sure we're all familiar with that old Bing Crosby song, White Christmas, where he says, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Bing never said he was dreaming of a soggy Christmas. But this is certainly a soggy Christmas Eve, though certainly not ideal. It is, though, a wonderful blessing to be able to be inside the church building tonight, to have other people inside the church building, to not have to celebrate another holiday in front of a camera lens. Though we are very grateful for our camera, for those who are able to join us via the internet. It's also wonderful to have people here as we celebrate this massive Christmas night. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. My friends, these words are as true tonight as they were thousands of years ago when the prophet Isaiah first said them. And they're enshrined for us as the first reading at Mass for Christmas every year. Yet this year has brought us darkness in a way we are really not familiar with. It's brought various forms of darkness to the world, but yet the deepest of which is this ongoing pandemic. Truly, how could we forget the events of this past spring, a spring most of us spent in our homes, our church closed from mid-March until the end of May, the pain of so many who are not able to receive the sacraments on a regular basis, some who are still not able to because of health or some other reasons. The situation was and is almost surreal. The ongoing darkness of those who continue to die and fall ill. We can't forget the darkness brought into the lives of medical professionals and first responders and frontline workers and all whose livelihoods have been affected by this pandemic. The prophet goes on to describe that upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. I think maybe we have all felt like we are dwelling in a land of gloom. Maybe that's how you're feeling this Christmas. Maybe you're missing the Christmas parties that you normally would have attended this time of the year. Maybe you're missing large family gatherings, having your children and grandchildren around you this Christmas. I've heard so many people say over the last few weeks, it just doesn't feel like Christmas. There seems to be this feeling of gloom that has fallen over this time of the year. But again, let's listen to the prophet Isaiah. He says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And those people dwelling in that land of gloom, he tells us that a light has shone on them. A light still shines in the darkness, even the darkness of the pandemic. The prophet tells us tonight, a child is born to us. A son is given us. The child is Jesus, and he is the light. The light that shines in the darkness. His light shines in the darkness of a year marked by so much suffering and uncertainty. The light of Jesus shines the brightest in the deepest darkness that this world can conjure. And we're told that the child brings with him abundant joy and great rejoicing. That child has the power to smash our burdens and bring us peace. We're reminded this Christmas, as St. Paul said in the second reading, that the grace of God has appeared. It's not hidden to us or from us. It has appeared in front of our very eyes. And that grace is none other than the divine favor, The favor that the chorus of angels sang about that first Christmas night. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. We might ask ourselves tonight, what does all of this mean in my life? Yes, Jesus was born 2,000 years ago in a tiny town halfway around the world. We know his mother, Mary, his foster father, Joseph. There were lots of miraculous things that accompanied his birth. But who is this Jesus? He is God made man. He is the desire of God to be so close to us that he took on human flesh to experience everything it means to be a human being, except sin. God made man, God desiring to be close, close to you. Jesus lived and taught us through the gospel, what we call the gospel, his teaching, which is good news. He died for you. He rose from the dead for you. And the events of his life, they're not just a historical commemoration. Today reminds us the celebration of Christmas is not so much about the historical facts of the birth of Jesus, but rather about the fact that Jesus desires to be part of your life right now, today. He wants to bring light and shine it in your life. He wants to bring meaning and purpose to your life every day. He wants to shine the bright light of the divine favor in your heart and soul. And once he has done this for you in this life, he wants you to be with him forever in heaven. You may have heard back on December 7th that the Gallup organization released their annual poll of Americans' mental health. And this year, 70% of adults rated their mental health as being positive. That sounds good, but it's actually a 9 percentage point decline from last year, from 2019. And there was a lot more interesting information in the subcategories in the survey. And one of the subcategories was church attendance. Those who reported a monthly church attendance saw a 12% decline in their mental health. And those who reported a seldom or never church attendance saw a 13% decline over last year. But those who attended religious services weekly saw a 4% improvement in their mental health over last year, which certainly is a notable statistic given the circumstances of this year. And I think that these numbers are not coincidental. They demonstrate that what we do here, the message that we hear, and the community that we belong to matters. Not only for the afterlife, but for this life, for everyday life. If the events of the last year have left you feeling lost or abandoned, worried or afraid, I invite you to hear the message of Christmas, that Jesus was born for you and wants to be a shining light in your life, not just on Christmas, but every day. He waits for you in that manger, and he waits for you in this community of believers that we call St. Mark Parish. Certainly, there are many forms of darkness in our world and in our lives, and there is a light that shines in that darkness, the light of Jesus. St. John, in his gospel, says that Jesus is the light of the human race, And that light shines in the darkness. And he tells us the darkness has not overcome it. Just as there are many challenges this Christmas, think back to the challenges of the first Christmas. When we think of Christmas, we tend to think of nostalgia and nice things and how pretty it is. But yet there were a lot of challenges that first Christmas. A pregnancy, 9 months along, a difficult journey under the orders of a foreign empire, homelessness, poverty, and ultimately threats made against the child's life. Let's not let the challenges and the darkness that we face overcome us. Instead, like the angels, may we sing of God's glory. And like the shepherds, may we go in haste to Bethlehem to welcome Jesus into our lives.